How much you guys like that goal line drill?
It's huge. It's putting us in game time situations. So we're just trying to prepare ourselves and get ready for the season. You have these kind of opportunities, you got to take advantage of them.
Mike was saying in those situations, he's looking at one-on-one battles. As a defense, what are you guys focusing on? What are you trying to get better at there?
Execute. Just execute. Keeping offense out of the end zone by any means necessary. You know, just trying to finish that play, try to win that down. Like I said, if you can keep him out of the end zone, you can win ball game.
He made the point, Patton did, that the coordinator, Cliff, did not get it fancy at all. No. He was just determined to pound it in. Did you like that?
Yeah. It shows a lot of moxie, you know. We got to – your character going to be tested on plays like that and on downs like that. So we just tried to make the most of it as a defense and take advantage of the opportunity. Like I said, the offense came out. They said they wanted to man up today, so we had to see where we were.
Everybody's talking about being able to stop the run.
Yes, sir.
What do you see as what you've done maybe to make that doable this year?
Oh, we just got to be consistent. That's what you got to be in the run. In stopping the run, you just got to be consistent. Consistent in the way you play your technique. You got to trust the guy next to you, and you got to do that on every down, and you got to do that play in and play out.
Carlos, what do you think of Danny Shelton and some of these new pieces up front?
Oh, man, it's huge, man. Their role that they play in this defense and in this scheme, the way we play it, they make an impact, and they make an impact fast. So we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to having them out there and with the live bullets.
Is that going to free you up more, do you think? That's a big man in front of you.
That's a big man. It's definitely a big man. Now, I can't deny that. Hopefully he'll free me up and allow me to floor a little bit cleaner and make a little bit more plays.
Dan, how much more comfortable are you in this defense than last year? I mean, just in terms of trusting it and you know, staying gap sound, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it takes a lot, man. It takes a lot when you have a new scheme in place. And like I said, I think everybody in the locker room on the defense side of the ball is more comfortable in the defensive scheme. Even the coaches with the personnel that we have, they're doing a better job of putting us in position and putting guys in position to make plays. And that shows growth and maturity within the scheme.
Do you see more leadership on the offensive side of the ball with Bo, Hartline, some of these guys?
Oh, without a doubt, even with Josh. Josh is the bell cow right now. He got to be the bell cow. His attitude, his approach, the way he come to work day in and day out, it's his attitude, man. The way, you know what I'm saying, his attitude is everything. You know, it's contagious. And the offensive guys are catching on to it, and they feeding off of it.
When you listen to guys like Whitner, Hayden, mm-hmm. you know, they talk about this as being a great defense. This would be a great defense. Are you in that boat?
Why not? I'm right in the middle of that boat. I have nowhere to go. You know, like I said, those guys, man, they see it from a different angle. I see it from up close and personal. And like I said, it's my eyes are their eyes. I see it the same way. We can be great. It's going to take a lot of work, it's going to take a lot of sacrifice, and it's going to take a lot of trust. And we just got to be more consistent across the board in everything we do.
How are you holding up?
How I'm holding up? Oh, I'm great.
Good.
I'm great, man. I'm feeling good right now. I can't complain, man.
You're
Coach Payton is doing great. I can't say that, man. I'd be lying to you. Everybody getting one. You know, my time coming soon. I'm just being patient, man. I'm taking it one day at a time. Just trying to get better as a player and as a teammate. These guys.
Carlos, what makes Crowell so good around the goal line? He had 8 touchdowns last year.
He's shifty, man. He's very shifty. He's a tough tackle. Put it like that. He's tough to tackle in space, and that was what makes him so successful around the goal line.
Carlos, is it good to see some other 30-plus guys here like the Randy Starr?
Yeah, you know, I'm not the only guy now. You know, so that, like I said, it's good to have older guys in the locker room as well, in different positions. It allows guys to like I said, watch and learn and you know, just get better as a professional. You know?
Carlos, back to Danny Shelton real quick. Mm-hmm. I heard he's getting lava-lavas in the locker rooms, starting to infiltrate his Polynesian culture.
Right.
What do you think of that?
It's cool, man. It's cool. We're embracing him, man. He's embracing everybody, you know. So, like I said, we're a family at the end of the day, and that's how we're approaching it. So, like I said, we're gonna embrace his traditions and, you know, bring it on in, man, and make the most of it.
Are you going to wear a lava-lava?
For me? Yeah. Why not? If you give me one, yeah, I'm going to wear it. Why not? You know, man, we family, man. We all in.
What about the lobster mashed potatoes? Do those continue this year?
That's going to continue this year as well. We're getting ready now. You know what I'm saying? It'll be here real soon.
Hey, Kyle, I had to step away.
Yes, sir.
You know, you know, you yourself will be better in the second year in this defense, and if so, why?
Why? Just the better understanding of the scheme, better understanding what my expectations are with the guys in front of me and the guys around me. And like I said, just make sure we be more consistent at what we do.
You had so many injuries on that front line last year, but it looks, I mean, wins out right now, but how much better is this line going to be this year than a year ago?
We got more depth this year, more guys that can come in and play and don't have a fall off. And like I said, everybody's expectations are high. So we're looking forward to having a D-line be healthy and be strong and be able to finish down the stretch.
Carlos, what are your early impressions of Nate Orchard?
Talented, very talented, man. Guy can pass rush, you know what I'm saying? He can stop, he can set the edge. The kid is young, you know, and he got a bright future. So I'm looking forward to seeing him get out into action and really get the feel for how the games are played week in and week out.
What about Chris Kirksey? Have you seen a leap in him at all in practice?
Yeah, man, Chris is consistent, man. That's what you want to be at this league. You want to be consistent, man. The more consistent you are, the more plays you'll be able to make. And like I said, things will just come to you. You'll have a lot of success.
Is there anything different about Jim O'Neill now that Pat is coaching with the offense?
He's being more consistent as well, you know what I'm saying, with some of the play calls. And like I said, it's contagious, man. Everybody's just trying to be consistent in what they do and how they do what they do. So, you know, it's like I say, it's spreading around the locker rooms, man. So it's looking good, looking real good.
I think it was on Instagram you had something about the Browns using some of your product.
Yeah, my Montez Renault, my 3-in-1 body wash. I reached out to a couple other teams. I'm waiting to hear back right now. Like I say, it's going, I think it's going to spread too. You know, it's a good product, man. It's a great product, matter of fact.
What award did it win?
It's Men's Health Body Wash of the Year Award, 2015.
Did that surprise you at all?
Did it surprise me? Yes. Because you got to understand, it's so many brands out there right now that's great. And for my brand to win the Body Wash of the Year Award out of 600-some products, you know, that's saying a lot, man. That's saying a lot. And like I said, I'm very grateful, blessed that the Browns even consider, you know, having an opportunity to let me put it in the locker rooms and put it in the showers. And like I said, it's a blessing, man. All the guys love it right now.
So it's a 3-in-1?
It's a 3-in-1 body wash, yeah. It's 3-in-1 body wash. So what's good about it? The patented technology. We got two patented technologies, Qsum and the Emphasyn. The Qsum is going to drive all the organic ingredients under the skin, and the Emphasyn is going to protect you from it's an anti-inflammatory, so it's going to protect any kind of skin issue that you may have. It's going to prevent it from flaring up, and it's going to heal it. So, you know, it's a great product, man. I took 2.5 years to develop it, so, you know, it's strong.
Where's your company at in terms of availability now? Like, I know you have a website. Is it spreading website in retailers?
Right now, we got a trade show coming up here on June 20th, 16th through the 20th in New York. So we'll have all the retailers there. And we'll see how that turn out, man.
Yeah,
so
put some samples in the media room.
Why not, man? Why not?
Yeah, they need anti-aging in there, man.
Hey, man, that's going to take some time for us. I'm not going to lie. That's going to take some time, man. But we'll get that sooner or later.
Can the average fan get your stuff?
The average fan can get it, yeah, man. It's the price is reasonable, man. Our highest item is like $32. So everything else is like $17 and above.
Give us the website.
MontezRenault.com, www.montez. Renault, RENAULT.
How did you get into it? Why did you get into it?
I own a grooming lounge. Me and my partner, Chris Butler, we own a grooming lounge. Been owning a grooming lounge for the last 5-6 years. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama. Been inside of Saks Fifth Avenue for the last 4.5 years, going on 5. And in that field, we've been able to sell different brands. And while we sold those brands, we've seen what people like and what they dislike. So we decided to come up with our own to help build our empire as well. And like I said, it's the perfect storm right now.
Where'd
perfect
you come
storm.
From?
Huh? The name? The name came up. My middle name is Montez, and my partner's middle name is Renault. So we put it together. Sound European, you know, it's international. It's an international feel, and we felt like it can grow in that direction.
Ideally, where are you hoping to get these products?
Worldwide. Like I said,
stores.
Boutique department stores, boutique stores, and like I said, hotels here in the near future. We had an opportunity here recently to get in one, but we got to do some different things in order to make that happen.
Next Paul Mitchell, right?
Yep. Try to be the next Paul Mitchell, man. That's like I said, that's a tall task, man. He's a great innovator, and like I said, in this division, he's the man right now.